Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is Sandy available, please?
I'm here, yes. Who are you?
Sandy, my name is James. I'm calling from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation.
Uh-huh.
How are you, Sandy? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. I'm just up in the wilds of Scotland, so the reception's not very good.
All right, okay. No problem at all. So, Sandy, as I mentioned, my name is James Thompson. Basically, what we need to do, we need to set up your redress application for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you find ourselves online? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem at all. So it's going to take about 5 to 10 minutes to get your case file set up for you, Sandy. All right, then. What's going to happen once we've completed that, you'll receive a call from the legal team within around about 7 to 14 days, and they'll let you know exactly what's going to happen moving forward and how much they will be going in for in regards to compensation for you, okay?
Right.
Brilliant. Okay. So I'm just going to go through a claim report with you now. Are you free?
I am at the moment.
Brilliant. Okay, Sandy. So I've got an email address. Is it shellborn@hotmail.co.uk? Is that right?
That's the one. Yep.
Okay. So also have contact number for you. It's the one I'm ringing you off now. Is that your best contact number?
Yes.
Okay. If you do go quiet throughout the call, I'm just updating your case file. Are you okay? I've got Sandy's your first name, S-A-N-D-I-E, is that correct?
But that's got nothing to do with my, when I was born and all that, so it's just a name I choose.
Right, okay, so it's a name that you choose. So do you have any legal letters in your name or anything like that?
Oh, aye.
So when I'm setting up your case file, what would you like me to set it under? What name do you use every day?
Sandra McPhail.
Sandra, is it?
Aye.
Okay. Brilliant. So, Sandra, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
28-7-49.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bear me just one moment, Sandra, all right. Okay, so there will be a few questions that I need to go through with you. If any of the questions don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll move on to the next one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sandy, so in regards to your home postcode, can you just confirm that for me, please?
FK...
Mm-hmm.
28 Quebec. Mm-hmm. FK 28
to Tango. Mm. For Tango. Okay. And is it Crenellach? Is that correct?
No. Crenellach.
That's the one. I do apologise. My pronunciation was a little bit off there.
Know.
Can you just confirm the name of your home, please?
Glendochart Caravan Park.
I've got it. There you go. No problem at all. I'm going to place this now on your case file. Bear me a moment. Okay. Can I ask, Sandy, are you okay using the internet? Do you know how to use emails?
Oh, yes, I. Up to date with all that.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. That's good. No problem at all. Because once we've done this, I'll have to get an authorisation email out to you, okay? Just so you can have a look at everything. All right. Bear with me just one moment. I need to ask you a few questions now, Sandy, okay? Do you have a terminal illness?
No.
Okay. We need to put on your report, Sandy, a nominated beneficiary or next of kin. So that means if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation and we couldn't pay you the compensation, who would you like it to go to?
Oh, well, hopefully I'll still be alive.
it's just in case anything was to happen to you, that's all it is.
Aye. So you want a name?
Yeah, anybody, like a friend, family, relative, partner.
Right, Neil McKenzie.
Is it Neil McKenzie?
Aye.
Okay, is that friend, family, relative?
Brother.
Oh, it's your brother. No problem at all. Okay, do you have a contact number at all for Neil?
No, I don't. Not unless I look through my... No, I don't want you.
Okay, don't worry about it. We can get that. We can get that at a later date. It's not a problem at all. Okay. Now, what I need to do now, Sandra, I need to go for everything in regards to your care settings, okay? So, when you was younger and you was in a care facility, how many children's care homes were you in?
Sorry, say that again.
So, when you were younger and you first entered the child care system, do you remember how old you were?
Two.
Okay, two. And in regards to, did you witness any abuse? Did you sustain any abuse at all?
Lots, yes.
Okay, no problem. And the main place that you was at that you remember the abuse happened, do you remember the name of that place?
It was a foster parent.
Sorry, say that again.
It was foster parents.
Oh, it was foster parents, were you? Is that right?
Mm.
And how long were you with the foster parents for, Sandra?
He died when I was 10, and then it went on, 15 years, maybe?
You can't remember about that much, can you not? Okay.
Mm.
So, with the foster parents, do you remember their names?
Yes.
And can I take their names from you, please?
William McKenzie.
Okay, William McKenzie.
Mm-hmm. I can't mind her name. His wife is put Mrs. McKenzie. I'll let you know if things need to go further.
Okay. So it's Mrs. McKenzie, is that correct? Okay. You seem a little bit sceptical. Are you worried about anything?
Well, I don't know you at all. It's all my bringing up the past.
Oh, no, I totally understand that. Yeah, I do apologise. But you found us online and you've requested that we give you a call. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct. No problem at all. So my name is James Thompson. I have been allocated your case file. As I did mention to you at the beginning of the call, I do have to go for a claim report with you. Okay, so it's quite vital we get this information from you so the legal team can put in a claim for compensation. Does that make sense?
What's your name?
Sorry?
James
Thompson.
Thompson, is that T with a P or?
Thompson.
Right. And what company are you with?
It's MMA Legal. So M for Mark, A for Alpha, and it's legal.
MMA vehicle. Okay. Right, got
you. Correct. No problem. So you'll receive you'll receive everything via email, Sandra, so don't worry about that. Okay.
Okay.
Brilliant. So when you was with the foster parents, were you with them for a long period?
From the age of 2, yes.
From the age of 2. Okay. Was you there with them for 10 years, 15 years?
No, round about that.
Round about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. No problem at all. Bear with me just one moment. I'm just going to pop the dates in there. Give me a moment. Okay. Okay, so with Mr. McKenzie and Mrs. McKenzie, you said there was a form of abuse with them. Was it physical and mental, or was it sexual abuse?
Well, he was a paedophile. Now I know as an adult what that was all about. But he, but she was, I think she was coercive in it too.
Right, okay, so there was physical and mental. A lot of sexual abuse within the foster family, is that correct?
Because that's all, it's also mental and physical. It's not just one or the other, it's all involved in that.
Yeah, so it was all of them. So there was physical, there was mental, and there was sexual abuse, is that right? Right.
Well, sexual abuse is all that in one.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem at all. It's fine, don't worry about it. So when you was with them, was you known by any other name at all?
Yes. Oh, they changed my name.
Changed your name, did you?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name you was known by when you was with them?
Well, on my birth certificate is Margaret Edith Orr, O-R-R. But
say that again, sorry.
Margaret Edith.
Margaret.
Edith. Orr.
O-R-R, is that correct?
Yep.
Margaret Edith Orr. Okay. I'm going to save that to your records, okay.
And
is that correct? So it was Margaret Edith Orr, O-R-R, is that right?
Aye.
Okay, no problem at all. So what I do need to ask you, in regard to the statement side of things now, so when you was with them, you mentioned obviously sexual abuse, which covers physical and mental abuse. Would there be any other children within the household, or was it just yourself?
No, just my brother and their adopted son.
And was this from both of the parents that were in the your foster parents? Is that right?
Say that again. Sorry.
Was the physical and sexual and mental abuse from both of the foster parents?
Yes.
Okay. And did it happen to yourself and your brother? Is that right?
I don't know about a brother, but yes, certainly to me.
Okay. And would it be a regular occurrence?
Yep. Every night, yep.
Okay. I'll try not to... I'm just going to put notes on your file, okay? Bear with me a moment.
I'm putting it all up again, so...
No, honestly, yeah, I'll try and stay off it. Don't worry about
it.
No. Would you say it had an effect on your adulthood, Sandra? Do you suffer with any sort of PTSD, mental health?
PTSD, mental health, you name it, yeah. It's just spoiled my relationship with people and it.
Okay. So there's trust issues with people as well?
Oh, it's just, I realise now as a 77-year-old woman that even you younger, I realise, yeah, it's...
Yeah.
But the way I was behaving was all to do with what went on.
What happened within the past? Okay. Well, with the compensation, like I said to you, the average payout is around about £45,000. Now, unfortunately, Sandra, it's never going to heal any scars, but it may provide you or your family with a brighter future. Does that make sense?
Well, we'll wait and see. The records will never be found because it's so old. You know, it's way back.
Honestly, Sandra, you'd be so surprised at the records that the legal team can actually find. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is records. We've dealt with people older than yourself, and they've still managed to find records on them. So honestly, you'd be pleasantly surprised. Okay. So, Sandra, what I need to do, first of all, now, I just need to get to you an authorization email. So while you're on the phone, do you have access to your emails?
Yes.
You do. Brilliant. So while you're just on the phone, I'm going to get you an authorization email. That means that you're happy with one of the legal team to speak to you, and they'll let you know exactly how much they will be going in for. Okay, in regards to compensation and how long it's going to take. All right, so if you just go on to your emails for me, is that okay?
Well, I don't know how to do that, so you tell me. I'm on my phone.
All right, okay. You're on your phone, okay. Bear with me. So you might receive a text message, so just wait there a second. Do you know how to go onto your text messages? You should, if you look on your screen.
Oh, once I stop the phone, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not ready.
It's technical. Don't worry about it. Honestly, don't worry about it.
Wait a minute. I think you go down. You push it down.
Stop the phone, Robert.